What if I told you that some of your favorite movie characters from the beloved films of your youth are actually pawns in an ancient plot to lay the groundwork for the Antichrist, the beast system, and the arrival of aliens? Beware, what you hear today may shock you. Welcome back to Skywatch TV. I'm Joe Horn, and we're joined again by this week's special guest. Multiple years in Hollywood and got to see so much. He's a born-again Christian, and I'm going to introduce him to you right now. He's an award-winning filmmaker, actor, director, and writer with work on dozens of motion pictures such as Dawn of the Living Dead and a variety of hit television shows such as Days of Our Lives, and creator of The Last Evangelist television show, David Heavener. And the young people of CMA.
Yay!
Christian Ministries Academies. What was funny, David, is last week, and again, if you're just joining us at home, go back and watch last week's program. We got into the occult, various things, the dark underbelly of Hollywood, how it destroys and corrupts so many of the people that go there. David described them last week as broken people. The people that he watched come to Hollywood with the dream in mind of wealth and esteem and fame, that most of the people he met pursuing that were fundamentally broken themselves, and they're looking to fill that gap that we, of course, understand is there inherently from those who have not yet found their calling in Christ and will always be busy with the question, why am I here? Yeah. And that is that gaping hole that is left behind. So if you missed last week, go back and watch the archives. I want to read you the subtitle of the book, End Times Investigations with David Heavener, which is the focus of today's discussion. And I think we hit the ground running with the subtitle. Murder, Hollywood Mind Control, Demons, SRA, Aliens, Demon Portals, Astral Projection, and much more. And of course, the young people of Christian Ministries Academies that are joining us here today may not even know, David, astral projection, mind control in Hollywood. You know, you were there. You watched for many, many years as you worked on so many movies, so many projects, so many promotional spots and commercials. You mentioned last week how social media now has blown up to kind of partner with Hollywood and advertising agencies to kind of constantly drip, drip, drip in what we will collapse for the sake of time today as basically the occult being normalized and then spoon-fed to our kids. We're way past the point where we're being intravenously brainwashed. But I want to dive into something very interesting that's in your book, End Times Investigations. You came up with what you refer to as the Satanic Pyramid. What are the four main systems in the book of the pyramid, and how will the Antichrist make use of these things upon his arrival?
You know, being in Hollywood through all these years, I didn't understand what I'd be doing right now. And that's why I wrote the book. But as I get to where I am now, and I look back and I see how God has taken me through this journey to relay this information, that's why I call it End Times Investigation. We tie what's really happening, the current events, to Scripture. And that's what our hope is today, right?
Sure.
Right.
Four systems. Now, there's many systems, but there's four main systems. Number one is the political system. Number two is the financial system.
Yeah.
Number three is the cultural system. And number four is the religious system. These four systems are the four main systems, I believe, that the Antichrist has been using, is using, and is going to continue to use to fulfill his agenda. All right? Now, people say, but what about the Hollywood system? No, the Hollywood is not a system. Hollywood is the vehicle that carries these four systems.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay? Now, I got to give you the Johnny Thunder tour through this, Joe, because we don't have a lot of time, but the political is controlled by the financial. All right?
Absolutely.
The financial is controlled by the culture.
Yep.
Because the culture buys, the financial says, oh, okay, I'll sell that. Culture wants it, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But the notorious, the darkness, the demon behind this is the religious system. And I talk about this in detail in the book. If you want to find out what's pivotal, what causes this whole thing to run is the religious system. Because you're going, well, how could that?
Right.
I said religion.
Right, exactly.
I didn't say church.
How would you define religion?
No, wait. Don't skip over that. He said religion, not the church.
Not church. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
When Jesus walked the face of the earth, who did he have to deal with? The demons of religion.
Right.
Yes.
The Pharisees.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't so much the government. It was the demons of religion. That's who you guys are going to have to deal with. That's who we're dealing with.
Yeah.
Religion, not God. God is not religion.
Okay? So when you're talking about religion, you're talking about like works-based kind of stuff, somebody trying to make it on their own, that kind of thing?
Yeah, and Eve goes deeper than that, Josh. Mm-hmm. It's a system that's owned by Satan. It's a system that's dark. It's eerie. It controls you. It owns a lot of denominations, and I don't want to get into that because that's not really what this is about. So you're right, but that's kind of the what you see, the manifestation of it. It goes down very deep. Let me get back on track. Let me give an example. You watch a bad movie on television or at the theater. When I say bad, I'm talking it's disgusting. It puts the father down. It puts God down. It promotes sexuality in a perverted sort of way. And you go, how in the world could this ever get here? How did this end up on the screen?
Right.
Who financed this? We did. We financed it. You financed it. Your mom and dad. You go, wait a minute. What are you talking about? Let me give you a quick thing here. It's a thing called a tax incentive. Most every state have it. You don't know about it. A lot of us don't know about it. I know about it because I'm in the industry. And how does this tax incentive work? A state has a tax incentive to bring movies into their state, and this is the way it works. The state says, if you bring your movie here, Derek, we'll give you back 30% of what you spend in this state, okay? And so if you bring a movie in for $1 million, we're going to write you a check for $300,000. Well, this is great because now you're funding his movie. So let me go to Josh, who's now making a really bad movie, you know? Now you should, for example.
Yeah, I'm the younger one, so if somebody's going to make a bad movie, it's me.
He's working for the Antichrist, okay? So he goes to a state, and he makes this horrible movie you're watching, and it's funded by tax dollars. Well, how does this happen? Well, here's how it happens. You see, they go to Washington, and they lobby, right?
Right, exactly.
They lobby the politicians for the money. The money goes to the state. State spends the money, it goes into the culture, people watch it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the circle of it. Mm-hmm. This is the circle of it. You're going, David, you're missing one thing. What about the religious part of it? Let me ask you a question. If really religion was of God, would they sit around and allow this to happen? Or would you see it every Sunday morning in every pulpit? They would stand up and say, no more of this,
right.
No
right.
more of that.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't that be at the top of the, I don't know, I'm asking.
Well,
you would hope, at least.
Yes, you would hope.
You would hope.
Well, this is religion. See, religion says, let's be politically correct.
We can't make waves here.
We can't make
waves. I see what you're saying, yeah.
So religion holds it together while people believing that they can still be with God and still allow this to happen. And I talk about it more in detail in the book, but I'm giving you a little kind of scope of how this religion connects to this.
Gotcha.
So like you said in last week's program, you've got this wall of separation between Sunday morning David and rest of the week David, you know.
Right.
And a lot of us do that. I've heard fellows that I worked with who I respected said, you know, all this stuff you hear on Sunday morning is all well and good, but you can't do business that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Let me say this one thing. Religion gives a license to do all of the stuff we're talking about. Mm-hmm. It licenses, it gets permission. And when you think you're getting permission from God to allow this to happen, baby, you can just do anything, right?
Yeah.
This is what's deadly. This is what Jesus had to deal with when he walked the face of the earth.
I want to switch gears because I want to make sure we get all this before we run out of time. And this one's important, David. And I don't think I remember, many of you in the audience would probably agree, that there has ever been a time, at least in my life, Derek, I know that you agree with this, we've never heard so much talk from government officials, rumors of UFOs and aliens, disclosure may be more imminent than we realize, people at the Pentagon leaking the scuttlebutt, people on news, major news outlets now. It's not just fringe anymore, talking about the possibility of alien craft and what are these beings actually, of course they don't deal with the demonic, but what are they? Are they benevolent brothers? When will they arrive? Will the governments of the world all stand up at the same time and reveal disclosure? Like, I don't remember an ever time in my life more talk where this whole idea of disclosure, if it's not imminent, a lot of people on planet Earth are clamoring for it or believe it is imminent. And I want to ask you, from your perspective through Hollywood, how has Hollywood maybe played a role in conditioning us to be ready for disclosure? And can you think of any movies that we might have all grown up watching that we had no idea were a part? No, I'm serious. A part of this effort to get us normal to the conversation.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I want to answer that. And after I answer, I want to go back to what is disclosure, okay, specifically. And all of us have a little, I mean, it's all the same thing, but we have a little bit different take on it. And I'll ask you guys about that. Do you remember the movie E.T.?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys remember E.T.? It was this cute little alien that came down from, you know, outer space, and they brought this cute little alien into the home of a family, mm-hmm. right? And this cute little alien became a member of the family. Mm-hmm. This cute little alien was just a cute little child.
He's right? lost.
He's lost.
He's Elliot's
we
best
love
friend.
Him. He's Elliot's best friend. Exactly. You know the movie better than I do. And so Hollywood, through this, and there's other movies like this, but this one is pivotal. Mm-hmm. It conditioned us to believe that we could take someone from out there, which is not really out there, and I'm going to explain why I'm saying that in a moment, but take an alien into our home and embrace it, treat it as a member of the family, mm-hmm. and it's all part of God's plan. Right. There's another part about this that's kind of disturbing, and Joe, you would know more about this than I would, is that I believe this alien got sick and kind of died. And Derek shaking said yes, mm-hmm. came back to life. Mm-hmm. Josh?
That's right.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you guys go ahead and take over. I'm done.
You set up the premise.
Well, Josh has done the fantastic documentary, The Great Delusion, about this. And, of course, Josh and I together wrote the book, The Day the Earth Stands Still, which is a play on that 1950 movie, Klaatu, Barada, Nikto, The Day the Earth Stood Still. But, this has been coming in a long, long time. And I just brought up some images here that I'll share with Drew later for the editing. This is a very, very old idea. You see what I'm saying here? These are eye idols from a site in northern Mesopotamia called Tel Brak. These eye idols look just like the alien from E.T., and these are more than 5,000 years old.
This is planned. It's a planned agenda. So what does this dying and raising from the dead represent? Anybody raise hands here? Jesus? Mm-hmm. Died, came back to life. So symbolic, and it's kind of subconscious, maybe subliminal, okay? So how is Hollywood conditioning us, first of all, to understand that we're to bring an outside source into our home and there is not to be any discernment? Mm-hmm. And I think you guys will agree with me. This is not an alien coming from another planet, okay? It's interdimensional. It's with inside. Now, this gets a little complicated because in the book I talk about how he's conditioning us in all areas to accept this. Now, there's a thing, artificial intelligence, which is into play. Okay, artificial intelligence is an intelligence that's artificial. It's outside of us. Number two is the Nephilim. I talk about that in the book, okay? I know, Joe, I'm going pretty fast, but I'm trying to connect.
You have to, yeah.
I have to. I'm trying to connect these dots. Folks, in Hollywood, I didn't understand until I was sitting on the set with a major star, Tony Curtis, in the book, and everyone had left the set. We're taking a lunch break, and he and I sat there. It was in the dark out in the desert, and he said, "You know they're here, don't you?" And I said, "Who's here?" He goes, "They're here." Now, this was 20-some-odd years ago, and I didn't understand what he was talking about. Folks, when I was in Hollywood, I encountered program multiples. I would work with actors who would get taken over on set, and they called it letting their character come inside them and do the part. Well, this was not letting a character come in. I saw guys, is this going to be aired anywhere? Because people are going to think I'm crazy. Listen. I would see faces almost like change. You ever seen that where you look at somebody's face and it starts changing, you know? And I didn't
pictures of serial killers.
Yeah,
demon possessed.
They morph. And see, this was many years ago, but I didn't understand all of this. but it was happening. Why? Because they had multiple personalities, and these demons would come inside of them, and they would operate, okay? The Antichrist will use this alien agenda. The alien agenda, really, Joe, is not, don't think of it as alien. Think of it, yeah, alien. Alien meaning out there. Alien meaning disconnected from who we are as God's people. That we're going to let them into our lives. We're going to let artificial intelligence in. We're going to let social media in. We're going to let, and we're going to talk about this, the three M's.
Which I was just getting ready to ask you. In your book, you actually talk about medicine, meditation, and media. And you refer to these as the triple M's.
Yeah.
And you think this is a crucial part of the Antichrist's agenda.
I do. You see, how I came into this, I found it very unique because remember, I lived it in Hollywood but didn't understand it totally and didn't have names for it.
Sure.
And then I got into, I'm going to call it your all's world, your world. What would you call that? What world?
Fringe Christianity?
Fringe Christianity.
Yeah.
And so I started getting names, attaching names to what I actually experienced, okay? Because a lot of people research it, which is great, but haven't lived it. Well, I lived it first, and then I came and found the names for it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have the three M's. I believe these are three key elements the Antichrist is using, and it's going to be a very principle in what he does. Is let's talk about meditation first, because we have a school out there, a really great school. Give you guys a big hand here.
And a lot of people, David, before you explain this, may not know that meditation, New Ageism, these are becoming more and more viable spiritual paths for people in terms of popularity, even Christianity, Christians,
right.
Unknowingly bringing meditation practices into the church, New Age practices into the church, either ignorantly or intentionally, because the good old-fashioned teaching of the word is archaic.
But it's being brought into our public schools under the guise of mindfulness.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. Being called mindfulness, and that's exactly what it is, just Eastern meditation, which is opening up the spirit to influence from outside sources.
Exactly, and this is very dangerous. That's why I wanted to bring you guys up in school, is that this is where the Antichrist is going into. He's going into the school, he's taking out prayer, but he's replacing it with what religion would call meditation, mindfulness.
Sure.
Okay. This is not, look, you can meditate on God's word. You can, but you cannot meditate thinking that you're opening yourself up. See, meditation is just opening yourself up to anything and everything. So when you open yourself up, who do you think is going to step in there?
Mm-hmm.
Satan's going to step in and start doing a number. So meditation is opening yourself up to the universe, you know, whoever you want to pray to, whatever, you know. That's number one. And now we have the media.
So David, hold your thought, because we're not finished with the triple M's. We talked just briefly about meditation, but when we come back from this break, we're going to get into the media and medicine and how these apparatus might also be working towards the Antichrist system. Don't go anywhere.
Satan is setting up the end times beast system as we speak, but the church is fighting back. Skywatch TV is proud to present the David Heavener special offer. When you order David Heavener's new books, End Times Investigations with David Heavener and True Power from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Ali Henson and Donna Howell's jaw-dropping expose entitled Occultianity on DVD, where they detail how the complacency of the mainstream church has allowed it to be subtly transformed into a cult. With over 35 years as a Hollywood filmmaker with experience in mental health, David Heavener has very unique insights into the dark underbelly of the movie and television industry and is ready to reveal how the media machine as a whole is one of the main tools setting up the final beast system of the Antichrist and Satan himself. In his book, End Times Investigations with David Heavener, you will learn about the Hollywood mind control machine and the Deep State's new media partner, the associations between antipsychotic drugs, shock therapy, and the film The Exorcist, the connection between Jeffrey Epstein, the Holocaust, and if German scientists are still doing Nazi-esque procedures today, and the demonic connection between Charles Manson, Jeffrey Dahmer, and many other demented criminal minds. Also included in this special offer, the new book True Power, a war manual for every soldier in God's army. In these perilous times, more are in danger of being deceived by lying signs and wonders than ever before. In True Power, you will discover the power of fearing the Lord, the origin of true power, if you ever sold or traded away your power, and the power of the Watch Warrior. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you will also receive Occultianity, how the End Times Church is forming now in preparation of Antichrist. In this exclusive DVD, Donna Howell and Ali Henson walk you step-by-step through the well-laid plans of an occult oligarchy who are, as we speak, advancing the way for the system of Antichrist, all while a silent, complacent church has forgotten the true power of the body of Christ and are inadvertently laying the foundation for the bloodiest cult the world has ever seen. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. This is a last day's warning that all true believers must have that will equip God's anointed with the knowledge and power they need to set people free from the powers of deception. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The David Heavener Special Offer. Available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Welcome back to SkyWatch TV. I'm Joe Horn. We continue in studio with David Heavener, author of the book End Times Investigations, and also the focus of next week's program, True Power, Access Your God-Given Power as a Child of God. And right before we went to the break, we had just gotten into the triple M's, medicine, meditation, and media. David, why don't you continue? Let's get through these before we run out of time.
Yeah.
Continue on with media.
Yeah. So let's do this. Okay, so meditation. Let's go to medicine first, Joe.
Okay.
Because you see these shows on TV and the ads, now they're selling all these the pills. And I mean, and at the end they go, if you take it, you might die, blah, blah, blah. They talk really fast.
Yeah.
And then you got to take a pill because you took that pill, right?
Yeah.
So medicine, big pharma is now a lot of people's gods. In other words, even Christians will turn to big pharma, to medicine, before they'll ever turn to God. Mm-hmm. I talk to Christians
now.
I go, well, how's that going? Oh, I talked to my doctor, and he said, well, I said, have you talked to God about this? Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to do that too. You see, we become conditioned, but how do you
That is so true.
How do you become conditioned? How does that, how do you wake up one morning and just go turn to your doctor? Mm-hmm. Well, you got to have somebody to tell you to go do that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be conditioned. Now let's talk about media.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You turn on television and you see these ads.
Yep.
You turn on TV and you see beautiful people,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And you go, how'd they get to be beautiful? Well, they took this and they took that. So I want to become that way too.
And they've even done studies and shown that when they're reading that boilerplate text, the warnings that you might die and you'll have explosive whatever, if you take,
right.
They're showing happy people on the screen,
and people
respond to the happy images of people chasing balloons and not these warnings that your guts might explode as a possible side effect of whatever drug you're taking.
They're selling a state of mind.
Exactly.
And there's a cyclical relationship between what we see on media and the level of reliance that we have on big pharma and things like that. Also, the amount of depravity that we will tolerate as a society.
Yeah. Yes.
In the DVD that is part of this book package, Occultianity, Donna Howell and I talk about how something that we call the Orwellian Trinity, which is big tech, fintech, and big media. And they work together. And when you consider the fact that six core voices own 90% of all the media you see, you have it popping up everywhere. Now it's in a magazine. Now it's on TV. Now it's in the news. And you think this thing's everywhere, but it's not. It's six people, six core CEOs got in a room together and decided what agenda are we going to push now.
Right.
So and so this is all part of what you're talking about.
Absolutely, Ali. You know, what is in the book we haven't talked about, Joe, is my first career was I was a social worker. I dealt with behavior modification with children in the forensics unit.
Oh, okay.
I dealt with medicine. Thorazine at that time was the kid on the block. I was involved in shock therapy. We don't have time to get into this, but I do want to bring it back to these commercials on TV. I saw one that was very disturbing. It was schizophrenia. Mm. There was medicine on schizophrenia, and there's one girl, and she's white, and they all look like zombies. And I turned to my wife, and I said, this ain't normal. This now has gone to a new level of them selling us something. Now they're going into the psyche, you see? And here's my point. My point is, part of the disclosure, wrapping this thing up, is going to be medicine sold by the media, and the way it's going to go into people's mind is through meditation.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Absolutely.
M's.
Yeah. No, and you're seeing this play out now. I have marveled. We don't have enough time to get into my feelings about this, but when you're talking, David, about people getting, you used the word permission. How many of you know me have heard me cite over the last 2 years, we have elevated medicine, the World Health Organization, the CDC, our political authorities, we've elevated them to godlike status. And now, in order to freely move and come and go and do as we wish in a free country, mm-hmm. we now require their permission.
Right.
Of course.
Will I be permitted to see my family at Christmas?
Right.
Or am I a health risk? You could see where this was trending. So the whole idea that we've elevated medicine and the peoples that control big pharma to the people we will seek permission from as we move forward, you can see these dangerous trends trying to manifest now in the long run.
Yeah.
Not a season we went through, but trying to establish new norms.
Absolutely. You know, we have all these platforms. You got YouTube, you got Facebook, all these. Do you know that, and I won't mention who they are, but the biggest social media giants meet with the World Health Organization once a month. What?
Mm-hmm.
To have a powwow to figure out what's going on. What does media have anything to do with the World Health Organization? Well, what does the World Health Organization have anything to do with health? I don't know. But but the thing is, when you get this together, you can see how this can very quickly grow. And that's why I started DavidHebner.tv, because when they start knocking you down, which you guys were victim of, and then taking you off.
They did it again last week.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's twice.
For the same thing, Silent Cry, which he was in too.
Yep.
Yeah,
so you share some of the blame.
This ain't good. This show might cause you a lot of problems.
They take everything that you're in down.
I know it. That's
when you're one lone voice going against the six voices, the six owners of 90% of the media,
that's
you can understand why you might run into some headwinds, but that's when you know you're over the target, is when you're getting all the anti-aircraft fire.
David, with just about a minute left, and I think you've got plenty of time in 58 remaining seconds to do this. What can the viewers take away from your book in terms of how to discern the days ahead and to watch and to be mindful of the things we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks?
Thank you, Joe. You know, the Bible is the Bible. The Bible is God's instruction. Nothing should ever replace that. I believe that this book, along with other books, I believe are fill in some of the blanks. It connects the spirit world. It connects scripture, what's happening with current events. And I believe that in Matthew 24, Jesus said, you know, I'm paraphrasing, don't be deceived. Be not deceived. Because these disciples were asking him questions about all these things. I want to feel it. First thing he said, don't be deceived.
Yeah.
Well, how are you going to know not to be deceived unless you check it out and get the information?
That's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. Next week, David Hebner returns to talk about his End Times War Manual written for the Army of God entitled True Power and how you can be prepared for the increase in persecution that may be headed our way. For everybody here in studio, David, thank you again so much for joining us.
Jim.
And we'll be back next week. Keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ.